Greetings from another day with Jesus. Here's a word from God's heart for your day by Pastor Priji. Prepare your heart and your mind to be encountered by God.
Greetings in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this beautiful new day, this new morning. Our God is gracious, our Lord is merciful to us, and the more that we yield ourselves to Him, the more that we experience His grace in our lives, the more we have to overflow with worship and thankfulness. It is not possible that we can encounter God and come off without a heart that is grateful and a heart that is filled with worship for His name. The Bible talks about how David and Solomon, they prepared for the building of the temple in the Old Testament. They called the entire nation, all the leaders, the physical leaders, the political leaders, the tribal leaders, the army leaders. And in the view of the entire nation, David appointed Solomon as the king. And then he poured out his heart to all of them. He told them how he wanted to build this temple for the Lord. And then he also explained how God stopped him from building this temple, and how God had ordained for his son Solomon to be the one who will build a temple for the Lord. And then David brings all the wealth, all the plunder that he has accumulated over years of fighting battles and winning victories, and he brings it for the building of the temple of the Lord. And then he would encourage all the leaders of the nation of Israel also to do the same. And the Bible goes on to say that everybody brought free will, thanksgiving offerings for the building of the temple. And when David saw this, his heart rejoiced and he began to praise and began to worship God. And this is what he says, 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and verse 14. He says, "Who am I? Who am I, God? Who am I? I am not entitled to a great position. I am not somebody that is too big or too powerful. Who am I?" And he says, "And who are my people?" Because you understand that it is not just David who brought this offering, it was also his people who brought their offerings. And then he says, "Who am I and who are my people? Everything that we have has come from you. And we have given you only what you first gave us." I really love the heart that David carried in this declaration. He's not saying, "God, look at all our years of hard work and efforts that we are giving to you. God, look at all the great things that we have done for you." That is not his prayer. His prayer is, "Look at the things that you have done for us." When we come and when we give our offerings to God, we look at it as something that we have achieved, something that we have accomplished, something that we have gained. David had the exact opposite reaction. He said, "Wow, this is something that God has done. It is not something that I have done. It is not something that I have accomplished. It is something that God Himself has done for us." What is our attitude to giving? What is our attitude for worship? What is our attitude towards thanksgiving? Don't we come into the presence of the Lord sometimes and boast about our giving to the Lord, boast about our prayer times, boast about how much we have worshipped Him, how much we have been grateful to Him? And here is David. He says, "Everything that me and my people, we give to you, it is a result, it is an overflow of what you have given to us. You blessed us first, God. You filled us first, God. And you made sure that there is overflow in our lives. And that is what we are bringing to you. We can never take credit for anything that we do for you. We can never take credit for anything that we bring for the kingdom purpose or the building of your house." Can this become our attitude too? For long we have taken credit for things that God has done for us. For long we have taken credit for the purity, for the righteousness, for the holiness that the Holy Spirit does or brings about on the inside of us. For long we have taken credit for all the offerings and the tithes that we bring into the church. For long we have taken credit for our own efforts. The beauty of walking with God is that the will and the desire and the ability to worship God, to do His will, comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes because He fills us with that inner strength. And if it was not for the prompting of the Holy Spirit, you would not be generous. You will not have a lifestyle of worship. You will not have a lifestyle of prayer. Neither will you have a lifestyle of going into the Word of God. It is necessary that we acknowledge who deserves all the glory, who deserves all the credit. God is the one who is working in us, giving us the will, the power, the ability, the drive to do what brings Him pleasure. And David is acknowledging that here. He says, God, all the offerings that we have brought to You, it is because You blessed us first. You gave it to us first. It was not ours to take at all. It was Your blessing in our lives that we got to enjoy. And now we are just vessels. We are just grateful people that are bringing whatever You've given us back into Your house. See, a sign of a grateful person is that he is not going to just take whatever God has given and just lavish it all upon himself or his children. A sign of a grateful child of God is that he will bring back what God has given him to build the kingdom of God, to host the presence of God, to raise an altar, to build a house, a dwelling place for the presence of the Lord. That is what Solomon and David and the entire nation of Israel did on this day. They were willing to bring everything that God gave them so that they can build a place for God to dwell in, a physical place where God can put His name upon that place and God can physically dwell with them here on the earth. What a blessing it is for us to have the privilege to not just receive from the Lord, but now to even give back to Him, to be grateful to Him, to be thankful to Him. Let that be our attitude when we worship Him. Let that be our attitude when we give to Him. Let that be our attitude when we've lived for Him. We don't get the credit for this. The Holy Spirit gets all the glory for working in us and through us. Thank you for tuning in one more time. God bless you. We will catch up again tomorrow morning.
We hope you were encouraged by today's word. For more resources, queries, and prayer requests, visit pastorpriji.com. Have a Christ-filled day ahead.